Chapter 39. Stuff gushed out of the hole I'd blasted into the Nexus brain plant. The liquid wasn't warm like blood. It wasn't slippery either. Instead, it was thick, gray-green, and cold. The closest substance I could think of was pond water, from a pond with too many ducks living nearby. I staggered as thousands of gallons gushed out over my armor, but I stood tall and grinned. Claver was ape-wild all this time. He'd been trying to pry my hands off the gun with fanatical strength, but he'd failed. Even without my exoskeletal armor, I doubt he could have stopped me. I was twice his size and angry enough to snap him in two. Grabbing him by the neck with a steel gauntlet and holding him away from me, I turned around to survey my situation. The tactical display on the interior of my helmet's visor told the tale. There were four names superimposed on my vision by my armor's computer. Except for Claver, all of the names were blinking red. My squad mates were down and out. The squid troops were in the gully now, approaching me warily from every direction. Crouching down low in the muddy water, they looked more at home to me than they'd ever looked on land or in a spaceship. They moved with a fluid grace that was smoother than the motion of any human ever born. Not troubled by bones, their odd tentacles dragged them along, with only their upper bulbous bodies exposed. They all had snap rifles aimed at me, but they weren't firing. It took me a second to figure out why not. Then I had it. The brain plant was right behind me with a hole exposing the meat inside. Any miss would hit their ally. I grinned, and I gave Claver up to them like a trophy. Grabbing him by the collar, I gave him a shake. His attempts to wriggle free were unsuccessful. "You can have this, traitor!" I shouted at them. "You can have your brain plant, too, but I doubt you can save it." A score of them approached, slowly, in two ranks. They were tense, and their slanted eyes blinked and squinted wetly. Bubbles popped in their suckers as they rose and fell, dipping into the muck. None of them spoke, but that wasn't a surprise to me. They probably didn't have translation devices. I pondered my next move. Kill Claver? Take as many squids down as I could? It had to be something like that. Whatever I did, I wanted to make sure I died in the process. I didn't want to get captured by these bastards. Squids were slavers. They liked to capture, torment, and breed other beings to their liking. Worse, I couldn't ever get revived if I was captured. Without a confirmed death, I was as good as permed. Except I would spend the rest of my days living in bondage. Claver couldn't talk because I had him by the collar, and if the truth were to be told, I had his neck wrapped so tightly he was turning purple. Still, he reached for my face with twisting, dripping fingers. Holding him farther away, I shook my head. "This is my time now, old Silver. I'll see you next go-round if we catch a revive." "Wait," said a soft voice. "Do not harm yourselves." At first, I thought Claver had spoken, or perhaps Keevy, but it wasn't either of them. Keevy was face down in the mud and dead, having fought to the end. Claver, well, he wasn't even making croaking sounds anymore. It was Claver's bulging eyes, though, that clued me in. I followed them, and I saw a squid of a different sort. Wearing a colorful suit of deep blue with a gold collar, this squid was a fraction bigger than the troops around it. Standing well back from the half-crescent of soldiers that surrounded me, the leader appeared to have a translation device. "What do you want, you damned squid?" I asked it.
"There's no need for sacrifice. We are honored by your actions."
Frowning, I stared at those surrounding me. They slowly lowered their weapons. Claver went into convulsions about then. Grunting, I eased up on his collar. A thread of drool slipped out of his mouth and dripped onto the dirty water. His eyes were slack, but the color slowly returned to his face, and raspy breathing began. I lowered him to my side, but held on. It looked like a half-empty sack of potatoes. "You're honored by my actions? What the hell does that mean? Are you happy I killed your brain plant?" There was a pause, maybe for translation or for thinking, I wasn't sure.
Yes,
came the response. That surprised me. I gave my head a little shake. Well, if you wanted the plant dead, why didn't you do it yourself?
We were sworn not to.
I squinted, trying to take that one in. Okay, you wanted the plant dead, but you couldn't do it yourself. Why didn't you tell us that? We'd have taken care of it, rest assured.
That would have been dishonorable. We are sworn to protect the Wur, to defend their core beings with our lives.
Why would you do that if you don't even like them? The squids squirmed forward, moving closer. I tensed up in reaction. I'd been jerked around quite a bit lately, and if this was all an elaborate trick to get me to lower my guard and get myself captured, well, let's just say I wasn't in the mood for any more shenanigans.
Be at ease, the squid said. I'm Torrent, the captain of the ship that orbits this world. These are my crewmen.
That's great, I said. I understand you're from the ship. What I don't understand is why you're happy the Nexus plant is dead. I also want to know what you're going to do next.
Next, I'm going to answer your questions. But first, creature, I must ask you to swear that this communication will stay strictly between us.
My head turned to one side, then the other. Was this squid serious? His talk of swearing, honor, and the like, these concepts didn't match up with the way I thought of the cephalopods. But then I recalled they were subjects of a kingdom. They believed in old-fashioned concepts, I supposed. How could you swear fealty to a king and follow his edicts if he didn't have some sense of honor? Maybe it only extended to their own kind, but I could tell they had to have honor. Okay, I said. I so swear. I will not tell anyone what you're about to tell me.
And your suit recorders?
Oh, yeah, I said, shutting them off with one of Natasha's illegal apps. Talk to me. We're off the grid.
You have given me freedom from my servitude by the code. I am required to assist you, creature of dirt.
I get that.
Good, Torrent said. It is appropriate that you understand the value of this gesture on my part. My ship was assigned to defend the infections in this region of space. I was summoned, and I served my duty.
Okay, I said, frowning. But why does it make you happy that I killed the Nexus?
I found my duty oppressive. This planet will now die in its entirety, and it's all due to your action. I'm therefore free of service I never wished to perform.
I think I'm starting to understand, I said. A little more information, if you would. Our languages and customs aren't the same, and I'm still confused on a few points.
You will have plenty of time to learn our ways.
Torrent said.
You fought well, and I believe you'll make a delightful slave. In fact, I've decided to capture you personally. I shall breed you to create a new and superior strain of warrior. You will make me wealthy, creature, and you should feel prideful in that knowledge.
That's great, Torrent. But how about a few more answers before you break out the leg irons? The squid's tentacles writhed as it considered.
I hope you're not a stubborn beast. Do you like to mate?
Oh, yeah, I love doing that.
Excellent. Ask your question.
You squids, you cephalopods, you're slavers, right? Your culture is all about slaves and masters. Why would you serve as the slave of a plant? I'd think that sort of thing would be beneath one of your race. Honestly, I expected my question would enrage the squid. That was part of my goal. But instead, it only squirmed and studied me.
Your question reveals a shameful truth. I will only answer because I'm honor-bound to do so.
Yeah, well?
The plants, they infect many worlds in our kingdom. They have gained possession of many of our queens on their thrones of cold stone. We can't reproduce without our queens. Therefore, they're in a position to make demands.
You mean they enslaved you? I said. Captain Torrent's eyes narrowed in a brief moment of hate.
Your insults have earned you pain. Your training will not be easy, I can see that now. I will enjoy watching my beast handlers break you.
Slaves and masters, I said thoughtfully. That's what your culture is all about. See this man here? I held Claver aloft. He dripped and slumped. He's my property, I said. I own his ass.
A broad smile lit up my face then, but I doubted the squids knew what that meant. You are mistaken, Torrent said. You're both my property. Now surrender yourself. You've cost me too many crew members already.
I shook my head and chuckled. Using both hands, I broke Claver's neck and dropped him into the slime. The squids surged forward, but I lifted my hands high. In my right was a plasma grenade. It was already active, and the blue and white glow rapidly grew in intensity. Goodbye, squids, I shouted. My last moments were happy ones. I got to watch about 20 squids go humping and splashing away from me like a herd of jackrabbits crossing a brook. Then the blue-white flash enveloped my reality, and I stopped existing for a time.